está bien duro.
In New York City, there's a fine line between law and chaos. On that line live Danson and Highsmith.
Tell me again why you decided to get on this roof?
I think you can chalk that up to bad life choices.
By the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies man, a business man. Condos down the shore, making me a pencil plan, but it ain't in my plan to make you without the band. No game, you've been in town, you're back.
Observer online. These suspects were caught with only a quarter pound of marijuana, a misdemeanor in some states. Do you think this arrest was worth $12 million in property damages?
Why don't we let New York City answer that question? The greatest city on earth, yeah!
From TMZ print edition. Danson, are the rumors about you and Kim Kardashian true?
No comment. But yes.
Danson and Highsmith, free hot dogs for life! No drink. I can't do it.
Danson and Highsmith shoot, drive, and sex with style. They're rock stars. Then you got your jokers, your ball busters, your vets, and the other guys.
We know. All right, listen up. We're having a celebration tonight at Butter. Brody Jenner's gonna be there, Bai Ling, that little short bitch from Jersey Shore, and most of you are on the list.
You're the best.
Guys, I'm gonna say something right now. It's about a man who came from Austria with a dream.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Let me finish. He became a champion and then a movie star.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
God damn it, let me finish. They ruined the story.
All right.
The point is, we couldn't do our job if it weren't for you guys doing all the paperwork, answering the phones, all that stupid shit that we don't like to do.
All the gunfights, all the car chases, all the sex we don't want to have with women, but we have to all do to what you guys do. Thank you.
And we do it again and again.
Hey, you shut your face. If we want to hear you talk, I will shove my arm up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet. You hear me? Caspar.
Yes.
Yeah. Peace out, bitches.
Hey, fellas. All right, bring it in. Come on, bring it in a little bit. All right, right there. Just back up, right there. All right, just one, there you go, right there.
Right there.
This is their paperwork. You know they're not going to do it.
That's right.
This paperwork is like Bob's wife here. Thick, ugly, got Danson's fingerprints all over it. No offense, Bob.
That's all right.
Anyway, now who wants it?
I do. All right. Paper Bitch and Yankee Clipper on the case.
Nice work. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Captain.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Stop humming that song.
I can hum if I want to.
I know you can. I'm asking you to stop.
Well, if you're asking, then I'll stop.
Thank you. Could you not smile like that?
Now you're asking me to mask my emotions because of how it makes you feel. That I will not do.
Seriously.
Stop humming! Okay? This isn't accounting or wherever the hell you and your little pocket calculator were transferred from.
Forensic accounting. Okay, and it's an important part of the job.
Yeah, whatever. Stop being so overtly happy about doing shit work, you moron.
Hey, guys. Reminder. The police union picnic's coming up this weekend. My wife's making her famous deviled eggs again. My waistline's furious.
It's a bad time, Bob.
All right.
I want to get a slice. You know what I just did? I just walked out that door, saw a couple detectives, and I was about to start bad-mouthing you behind your back. But I stopped myself because my pops taught me that a man who talks behind somebody's back is a coward.
Wow, I actually appreciate that.
Good, because I'm going to tell you directly to your face.
No, you don't have to.
No, I don't like you. I think you're a fake cop. The sound of your piss hitting the urinal, it sounds feminine.
Mm-hmm.
If we were in the wild, I would attack you. Even if you weren't in my food chain, I would go out of my way to attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you. And then I'd bang your tuna girlfriend.
Okay, first off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions don't like water. If you'd placed it near a river or some sort of fresh water source, that makes sense. But you find yourself in the ocean, 20-foot wave, I'm assuming it's off the coast of South Africa, coming up against a full grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10. And guess what? You've wandered into our school of tuna, and we now have a taste of lion. We've talked to ourselves. We've communicated and said, you know what? Lion tastes good. Let's go get some more lion. We've developed a system to establish a beachhead and aggressively hunt you and your family. And we will corner your pride, your children, your
offspring.
How are
you going to do that?
We will construct a series of breathing apparatus with kelp. We will be able to trap certain amounts of oxygen. It's not going to be days at a time, but an hour, hour 45, no problem. That will give us enough time to figure out where you live, go back to the sea, get more oxygen, and then stalk you. You just lost your own game. You're outgunned and outmanned. Did that go the way you thought it was going to go? Nope.
Minutes before the markets open, Pamela Boardman, CEO of Lendl Global, ringing the opening bell. With Boardman is investment banker David Urshan, who manages 40% of Lendl's $70 billion equity pool.
How much did we lose?
You may ring the bell now, Ms. Boardman.
32.
Million.
No. Billion. Chinatown. Three triad gang members. I popped two of them off the draw. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
And I raise up to take the leader out.
Oh, shit, I feel like I'm there now.
I hear a whistle. My partner's on the roof. He says, let's even the odds! He tosses me down a Mossberg pump. I send one through his chest. Game over, bitches. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, let's talk about how that story made you feel.
Like a Viagra pill with a face.
I know, it's very tempting. You want to impress your friends, but this is serious stuff we're dealing with, okay? This is firing your weapon in the line of duty. Officer Hoyts?
Oh. Oh.
Would you like to share?
No, I'd rather not.
Officer Hoyts, you've been coming here for 6 months now. and you haven't said a word. Safe environment, no judgment here.
Douchebag.
That's judgment, Jimmy. Come on.
I relive it every night.
Bronx, October. Game 7 of the World Series.
All the marbles, high pressure, unruly crowd, and I pulled tunnel duty. And I saw a shadowy figure in the tunnel. I told them to stop.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! It's a restricted area.
Finally, I pulled my gun. It was a deadly weapon. I started running.
Don't make me shoot! I'll do it! Are you deaf? You hear me yell free?
You dick! I'm Derek Jeter. You shot me. You cost me $20,000 on that game.
Douchebag.
Cost the city a championship. I was being groomed for a top position in homicide, and I'm stuck with a desk jockey partner. Everybody calls me the Yankee Clipper.
Because you shot Derek Jeter!
He's a biracial angel.
You should have shot A-Rod.
Yo, paper bitch.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Paper bitch.
Paper bitch.
I don't like that, actually. I know you guys think it's fun, but I don't like that.
So we're going to dance in Highsmith paperwork?
No, actually.
What is this?
Guys,
stupid.
Illegal permitting for construction.
Ah.
Specifically scaffolding.
Some of the guys were talking. They were like, how come you never fired your weapon in the office before?
Good point.
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
You've never fired your weapon in the office?
We all have, you know. It's called a desk pop.
Fellas, look, I know you don't respect me as a police officer.
Not true.
I'm not stupid. I'm not going to discharge my firearm in the office.
Gamble, listen to me. I'll try to make it real clear. We honor the flag, and you crap on it when you don't shoot your gun in the office.
Jimmy, when was the last time you had a desk pop?
September 08.
Be a man. Do this, Sal. Please, please do.
Pop one off.
There you go. Pop it off.
Don't think. Just
don't
go.
Think.
Here we go.
Do it. Yes.
I did my first death pop. It's a real thing, right?
A death pop?
Yeah.
No, that's not real.
They were so convincing in their argument, they swung me.
All right, Alan, you're going to have to hand over your gun.
Yes, sir. Captain, you really want to disarm this guy? Take out the batteries and the calculator.
All right, I'm going to give you this. This is a dummy gun. I use it for ceremony. Yeah. You get this back when I feel you know how to handle it. Listen, guys, I'm working two jobs. I'm working here, and I got another job at Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay? I'm doing that just to put a kid through NYU so he can explore his bisexuality and become a DJ. Now, the last thing I need is a ballistics report in the unit. I'm just going to ask you guys, please, come on, really. Just think about it. Just be smart.
Got it.
Good luck, guys. Have a good one.
Alan,
let's go.
No, I got work to do.
What? This is work.
Hey, yo. Dancing in Highsmith. Rolling heavy. Cream puff. Sit tight.
You gotta be shitting me. You can't keep me cooped up in here, okay? I am a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
Did he just call himself a peacock?
Let's go!
Come on, fellas. Wednesday night is taco night at Rikers Island.
Special Forces zip line.
Put that line, quick!
These guys are pros.
You thinking what I'm thinking, partner?
Aim for the bushes.
There goes my hero. Watch him every
cops still argue to this day why Danson and Highsmith jumped. Maybe it was just pride, having survived so many brushes with death. Maybe their egos pushed them off. I don't know, but that shit was crazy. Either way, there was a hole in New York City, and it needed to be filled.
2 days ago, this city wept. We lost two heroes who gave everything for us, who paid that ultimate sacrifice so that we may walk these streets safely.
Wasn't even an awning in their direction.
No, I know.
Jumped 20 stories.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
I only hope God lets them take their 357s with them to heaven to keep...
So I'm Omen Allen.
...everyone in check.
I'm Omen to step up and be the guy.
We're at a funeral. Show some respect.
Never what? You don't think every other detective here isn't thinking the same thing? Now, listen to me. Danson and Highsmith are gone. Their desks are empty. Someone has to fill those seats. That someone is us, okay? The city's dying for a hero.
Is it?
Yeah.
What about 9 million... socially conscious and unified citizens all just stepping up and doing their part?
As a little kid, didn't you dress up and play cops and robbers?
I'll tell you what I did as a little kid. I went to school, I made my bed, and at age 11, I audited my parents. Believe me, there were some discrepancies, and I was grounded.
What the hell are you?
Well, well, well. What do we got here? Look at these two jamokes, would you? One shot Jeter, and the other shot an office.
Have some decorum. We're at a funeral.
Shh. You want to dance, bro Leo? Huh? I will rock your body with big, nasty hooks. You'll be pissing blood out of your ass. That's horrible.
Let me step back, man. If you touch him, I swear to God, I'm going to beat the shit out of you with Alan's head.
He's not going to do that. That's hyperbole, but that's a weird example.
You want to go?
I want to go! Get him! Kick his ass, man. Yeah, how do you like that? This become a death hole. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Very sorry for your loss. I'm with
a
you.
Lovely hat.
I love your shoes.
It's fine. Go! Yeah. Push! Come on, man. Now, man. What a little baby. Do it. You can do it in the hood. Push! Come on, now. Move. I'm the winner. I'm the winner. Everybody thought. What the hell's going on here? Two good men are dead. And you guys are fighting over who's going to be the next hot shot, huh? Is that what's happening? Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Let me tell you something about those guys. They knew that to become a good cop, you had to solve cases. Okay? Okay, and maybe you start with the Castian robbery. Okay? Just watch it. Next time, me, you, library.
Not even close.
Come on, guys.
You are...
I'm the winner!
I didn't need you to stick up for me, okay? I could have handled that myself.
Yeah, don't flatter yourself. It's a partner's code. I had no choice.
Nine-fifteen. Let's have a great day, everybody.
Cut the shit.
Good morning.
We've got shots fired. 509 East 10th Street. There are large amounts of cocaine on the scene. Try to stay out of trouble, boys.
No chance you'd want to go in that car, right?
No chance. Too busy.
All right, ladies. Starting to get the picture? We're about to lock shit down.
Right.
You girls stay here and get your type on.
Go get them, guys. A lot of energy, a lot of focus.
Shut up. Alan, can I see you in the hallway for a second?
I'm super busy right now, Terry.
No, I know. This will be real quick. It's about the construction permit you were talking about.
Scaffolding violation.
This is our thing, yeah.
So, what do you got?
I got this. I'll put one right in your neck.
What are you doing?
Let's go. We're going to that call.
What is this?
Shut up. We're going to the car, and we're going after this case.
You're not
going to
shoot me.
I won't.
No.
I shot Jeter.
That was an accident.
Was it? I moved.
Hey. Anybody see this? It's got a gun on me. I'm being kidnapped. Really, we're in a police station and no one is interested in this.
Then what happened?
What do you think happened? I woke up, I took the belt off my neck, and I got in my car and I got out of there.
Talk about a wild weekend, right?
I thought I was going to shoot my way out. What are you going to do, though, you know? Bar mitzvahs. What the hell is this? It's my car. It's a Prius.
I feel like we're literally driving around in a vagina.
Detective Hoyt and Gamble on that 518 on East 10th.
Negatory, Martin and Fosse. 2 minutes out.
We'll just see who's there first.
You stay at our crime scene! You hear me? Go! Go!
Feel that, Alan?
Huh? That tingling in your balls, big metal butterflies fluttering around your stomach?
Are you sure you don't have testicular cancer?
I got something to keep you going.
Let's go do some damage.
Nope.
What the hell is that?
LRB. Little River Band.
This music makes me feel like I'm going shopping for a training bra. You know what? We'll go with no music, okay? Say bye.
No, don't say bye.
You just signed your death warrant, hoy!
Alan, punch that accelerator or I will shoot you in the foot!
America!
Alan! The brake!
Oh!
Just hold the car down!
We're going to the crime scene!
Okay, I'm coming in.
Did you yell America when you hit the accelerator?
No.
I never actually put my foot all the way down to the ground with the accelerator like that. It got me finally aroused.
Here we go. Way to put your stamp on the crime scene, guys. Prius, huh?
Yep. Good mileage?
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah. Did this come with a dental dam? Get it?
My Suburban shit one of these last night.
I didn't know they put tampons on wheels.
We've had our fun, huh?
Looks like Scarface sneezed on your car. All right, everybody. I'm going to need you all to back up now. We're taking over.
At the crime scene. LOL.
Good tweet.
Yeah.
Good tweet.
America has always been defined by its excess. The Grand Canyon, professional sports contracts, Wendy's Baconator, extra bacon. I myself have 18 Lamborghinis and a Subaru station wagon. And it's because of this excess that I have flourished. I implore you, please, do not stop profiting. Live for excess. It's the American way.
Dershowne, I believe this call's for you. Sir David?
David, you're not returning my call, so I'd like you to meet Roger Wesley.
Good night, mate.
Roger and his team are going to babysit you because I don't trust you because I think you're going to take off.
Pamela, this is ridiculous. I'm not going anywhere.
David, listen, the Lendl quarterlies come out on the 26th. You have until then to give me my money. I'm not reporting any losses, David.
I have zeroed in on a new investor.
Well, then you get their money, make it disappear, and then pay us back.
Yes. I'll tell him he doesn't need to keep watching me.
David!
Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Yeah, she overreacted. She's a woman. You're good to go.
Heard everything, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess who gave me the secrets to making my first $1 billion? That man there. Go!
Stop
aside, please. You don't think I'm a real cop, do you?
No, I don't. I've said that directly to your face numerous times. I was really honest about that.
Work on a huge case, all right? Property owner with 7 buildings under construction hasn't applied for a single scaffolding permit. Now, according to Ask Jeeves, this perp is at the Plaza Hotel speaking right now.
That's your big case? Scaffolding permit?
Yeah. Guess what? You're coming with me.
It's a wooden gun. Oh! Hurt, man!
I've always got Little River Band loaded up here. I got 6 discs in here.
Claude, meet me outside at the back of the service entrance. I'm flying Air Singapore. So, hey, Douglas, how's the wife?
She died.
Attaboy! I'll be there in 2 minutes exactly.
Another thing I hate about you, you always pay an exact change.
You're just mad because I have a nice change purse. Why do you even care?
How can I help it? You know what? You know what's worse? The way you fart. Even your farts, they're not manly.
You're being ridiculous.
They sound like a baby blowing out the candles on a birthday cake.
What?
Like a little...
You know what bugs me about you?
What?
I'm pretty sure you've never voted.
No, I vote. Sports Radio, AM 880, play of the week.
You're like a child in a leather jacket. That's what you're like.
Get out of the way, man.
Wait. Are you David Urshan?
Yeah, well, it's Sir David Urshan, but I might not bother with you yet. So anyway, a little bit of a rush, gentlemen, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Excuse me, but you're under arrest, okay?
What?
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do or say can be used
What's the next part?
As a flotation device.
As a flotation device. Oh, you know what? That's very funny. I've never Miranda'd anyone before.
Really?
Are you guys for real? Am I being punked?
Detective Alan Gamble, we are in a cocaine-covered car, and we are bringing in a perp.
One David Urshan.
175 pounds.
175, thank you.
Shut up, man! Shut up! Martin and Foster are probably on Studio B talking to Shepard Smith right now. We arrest this jerk-off for a scaffolding permit?
Wait. What am I being arrested for?
For scaffolding permit violation. I got my insurance card.
Easy, mate.
Somewhere. Hell, he ran right into us.
Stand over there.
Huh?
Wood.
What the?
Couldn't see the car. It's big enough, mate.
What?
Do not let these men take me.
Sarah.
Hi. Why is she looking at you like that?
It's my car. Hey, we didn't exchange insurance information. Hey, excuse me. Where did they take our shoes? What the hell just happened? Where's my iPhone?
I think we walked 30 blocks, man. I don't get why we can't just call the office and have a squad car come pick us up.
No. We took our shoes, our guns, and our car. There's no way that's going out in the radio.
Look, we're going to do this together. There's some issues we need to settle, okay? I mean, you said I had a weak chin. You said the way I pee is feminine. How do you think that makes me feel? I mean, that list you have, you put a lot of thought in. It's weird.
I hear you. Let's clean the slate right now. Fresh start.
All right. Fresh start. Maybe we should call ourselves the Febreze Brothers because it's feeling so fresh right now. Right?
Let's do another fresh start because I just want to punch you in the face.
Fresh start.
The last one.
I have to be able to express myself and say things, you know.
Okay, folks! Everybody listen up.
Listen up.
Got a high-profile kidnapping. David Urshan, wealthy banker. Multinational team. Maybe asleep or something, but it's too early to tell.
Hey, Bilbo Baggins, where are your shoes? Your feet are black.
Who cares? It's not important, okay?
Oh, it's Gamble, captain. Not good.
Oh. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Come on.
Hey guys, this is Don Beeman, an attorney for Mr. Urshan. Roger Worthley, head of his private security.
Hey, how are you?
Son of a bitch! Hey, Terry! Take it easy!
That's the guy who took our guns, Captain.
And my shoes! Wait a minute. Did you identify yourselves as police officers?
What is this?
Alan, tell me, did you?
No, we did not. Sorry, gentlemen. We thought you were abducting Mr. Urshan. It's only protocol.
Mr. Urshan has agreed to correct this scaffolding situation. The case is closed.
I've taken care of all necessary paperwork, and you fellows... At this point, should just be glad that Mr. Urshan is not pressing charges for excessive use of force.
Yeah.
Thank you, Captain.
Amen.
Mr. Ryan? Special Forces, right?
Just watch your step, Detective. There are three things I love in this world. Kylie Minogue. Small dimples just above a woman's buttocks.
Beautiful features.
And the fear in a man's eye who knows I'm about to hurt him.
Hey! Shake your dick. This pissing contest is over.
All right, well, return your shoes.
And I return your weapon. Here you go, Terry. Alan, someone was nice enough to put a linseed oil in it, some kind of stain on that, dark walnut or something. You might want to think about dropping him a thank you note.
Okay.
You're mad at us, huh, Gene?
First off, don't call me Gene. I'm your captain. Guys, do you remember the Be Smart speech?
Sure.
All right. Then
what'd you do?
What'd you do about it?
The opposite. We were not smart, Captain Gene.
It's just Captain. It's just Captain. It's not Captain Gene. I don't have a kiddie show. It sounds creepy, Captain Gene.
Police mistakenly arrest investment banker David Urshan. Was he the victim of financial profiling?
Financial profiling? It's crazy. He broke the law when we arrested him.
It wasn't the security team.
He said, don't let these people take me. I mean, when you hear hooves, you think horses, not zebras.
What about donkeys or deer? They have hooves. What about bovine creatures? Were you just thinking to yourself, fresh start?
Yeah.
I could see it. Listen, why don't we just go over to my place? We'll talk the case down. We can have a little dinner. You can meet Sheila.
two cops talking down a case while eating food. All right? It's not dinner.
Fine. And let me apologize in advance, okay, in case my wife acts like a world-class bitch. She's a big old broad, and she likes to wield it. Okay, so I put together a little bio, complete with pictures of Mr. David Urshan. I used Adobe Premiere. I like to do a little weekend editing. I recently just cut 3 minutes out of Goodfellas.
David Urshan is currently the CEO of Urshan Consortium.
Who's that talking?
It's the frontline narration app. It's only 99 cents.
Urshan Consortium. Current financial investments exceed $70 billion. His largest clients include Schering Plough and Lendl Global.
Well, Lendl Global has those TV ads where I can't figure out what they do.
Yeah, oil, media, healthcare. You probably heard their jingle. Lendl Global, we're in everything.
David Urshan is often found in the company of Judge Scalia.
Yeah.
And the lead singer of Maroon 5.
I mean, this guy could be connected to drug cartels, black market organ sales, human trafficking, all of it.
How do you get that from anything I just said?
Hey, guys. Soup's on.
What do you mean?
Hi.
Hi.
You must be Terry. I'm sorry I've been hiding, honey, but this dinner was tricky.
Oof. Who are you?
I'm Dr. Sheila Gamble, his wife.
Come on, seriously, who is that?
His old lady.
Sweetie, it's a workstation.
Got it.
And you come in here dressed like a hobo, it's distracting.
I know you're working. I'm so sorry.
Come on, seriously.
Come on, what?
Who is that?
It's the old ball and chain.
Get over here.
Not right now.
Okay.
Look, they're not all first-round picks, okay?
Come on, are you going to tell me who that is?
Are you really Alan's wife?
I know. People are shocked because he's Episcopalian and I'm Catholic, but somehow it works.
Are you going to change?
Ooh, I already did.
It's no big deal. You look really, really nice.
Terry, you don't have to be polite, okay?
She looks kind of shitty.
Don't speak to her like that, Alan.
Look, if I put that in my Cosmo fashion app, you'd probably get a D-.
Ooh. Alan and his apps. He loves them. You know, he's designed three of his own. One of them... Can I tell?
Mm-hmm.
One of them. You can take a picture of anybody's face, and I'll tell you what the back of his head looks like.
Face back.
Face back.
I've got some horrible reviews coming out of the gate. It's going to hit.
It's going to catch. Yeah.
Why are you with Alan? I mean, that's not what I meant. I meant, how did you guys meet?
It's a really typical how we met story, Terry.
You're going to be bored by it.
I was a dancer for the Knicks while finishing my residency at Columbia Hospital. Alan came into the ER with poison ivy on his rectum.
Yes.
Needless to say, I fell for him immediately.
It's funny. It's like a scene from that one movie. Mm-hmm. Always forget the name of it. With Meg Ryan.
Yes.
I don't remember a movie where Meg Ryan meets a guy with poison ivy, but yeah.
I'll think of it.
So what about you, Terry? Do you have a girl?
I did, yeah. We were supposed to get married, but she backed out. It's complicated. Mm.
Terry shot Derek Jeter.
Shut up, Alan. This is before.
That's okay.
Ah, she's got mail. That's the name of the
That's
movie.
That's it! Honey.
With Tom Hanks?
Right, and Meg Ryan.
Ryan.
He didn't have poison ivy up his ass.
Oh,
yes,
he did. Yeah.
Way up there.
Well, Terry, can't thank you enough for coming by. What a wonderful, lovely evening. Thank you.
So nice meeting you, Terry.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And remember, all I ask of you is you don't let him get hurt, Terry.
She tells me that every day before I leave.
Yep, I do. I come downstairs and I make him his fresh-cut strawberries. And I say, listen, my little sugar balls, whatever you do today, you just don't get hurt.
Yeah, every morning.
And then I show him my breast, and I say, these are waiting for you when
right.
you get back home. You know, Terry, they're not the biggest breasts he's ever seen, but man, are they...
Not by a long shot.
...perky, and they are firm, and they are yours.
You're a nice lady.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Detectives Hoyt and Gamble. Detectives Hoyt and Gamble, over.
Go for Hoyt.
Found your red Prius.
Great.
I was trying to vote for Ralph Nader.
Come on. Okay, Sugar Balls, listen up. There's going to be fingerprints in that car, and tomorrow we're going to run those fingerprints through the system. If we get a hit, this case is going to heat up faster than a junky spoon. You do one thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it. Thank you, Sheila.
Oh, he'll bring it. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
See you, Terry.
Hi, Sheila.
I don't know if you heard me. Bye, Terry! Bye, Sheila!
Well, here she is. They left her under an overpass for the night.
Did you find anything?
Yeah. We found a lot of stuff. From bodily fluid and hair samples, we determined that a bunch of old homeless dudes had an orgy in the car.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know what that's called when they do that in there? It's called a soup kitchen.
Pretty rough stuff.
Not long after that, a mama raccoon came along and gave birth on the floor.
What about fingerprints? You find any fingerprints?
Nope. Couldn't get a one.
Found a cell phone.
Yeah, that's mine.
Any signs of a struggle or spent shells?
No. Believe me, everybody that was in on this orgy was more than willing. In fact, they even left you a note here. Thanks for the F-Shack. I love Dirty Mike and the boys. Here's something we found. We found about a dozen unscratched lottery tickets. No fingerprints or nothing. You can check that out. Yeah, it's a real shame. You know, I got myself a Prius. It's a hell of a machine.
It's my first brand new car. I've never owned a new car.
Watch out, in the back there's a baby mouse and a used condom. Really gross.
Not even a free ticket. What are we gonna do? We got no fingerprints. Bunch of losing lottery tickets.
Look at this. There was a 2-minute phone call made after we were jumped.
They used your phone?
It ghost dialed. Someone probably sat on it.
Well, could have recorded some of that conversation when Urshan got grabbed. We get to hear the other side of that call.
Nope. No, it's nothing.
Nothing?
It's nothing.
The only lead
it's
we
nothing.
Have. Why'd you just get super jumpy?
What? It's an ex-girlfriend, okay?
What's the matter? What happened with you guys?
She's just a bit of a handful. That's it.
Sure.
Here you go.
Alan, it's the only lead we have. We either go with this or we walk away from this case right now.
Fine. Let's go see her. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Alan.
That's my partner, Terry.
Hi, Terry. I waited for you in Tower Records for 4 hours.
That was 13 years ago.
Beep, 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 beep. Arnold Palmer alert. Arnold Palmer alert. Who wants some Arnie Palmies?
Sweetie, this one has the vodka right here.
Pal, just place it down, please.
Alrighty.
I did things in bed with you that I haven't done with anyone since.
No. Christina, it's your husband. It's
oh, no, he knows all.
You're a lucky dog.
It's true.
Well, Christina, this is a lovely house.
It's Christina. Are you stupid or are you deaf?
Christina! You idiot! You come to our house, you get my wife's name right!
What?
Christina!
Look, we really appreciate the hospitality, and we'd just love to get the message off your cell phone. We believe it might give us information regarding a kidnapping.
Okay, why don't you come to the kitchen, and I will let you listen to it, and okay. Everyone else, stay here.
Okay, sweetie.
I'm okay. Oh, there's my phone.
Oh, great. Thank you for being so...
I hate you. You're so adorable. Look at your face. Look at your face. You go, I love you. Say, I love you, Christina.
You probably think because of the beard that I'm really hairy. But, I'm not. Shaved.
Alan!
Alan! Alan!
Police evidence, Terry! Let's go! Hey! You get back here and you make love to my wife!
Alan!
I don't get it, man. I just do not get it. I mean, that girl Kristen was seriously hot. Your wife is crazy hot. I mean, even that Brazilian security chick, she threw you a doomy vibe. What is it with you and hot ladies?
First off, my wife is cute, but she's not hot.
Dude, you're insane. Your wife is scalding hot.
Do you want to listen to this message or not?
Hey, whatever.
You have one job, mate. Find a sucker to invest with you so you can pay my boss back the money you lost. And I don't care who. Right, I actually think I found a sucker.
Talking to Urshan.
To invest $32 billion.
Who's got $32 billion to run?
Oh, Once they get the money, I'll falsify the records to show their massive losses and then repay your employer. Now, since you're following me, I need to go to 2300 Park Avenue, and then after that, 400.
I told you it wasn't a security team.
He was being abducted.
Obviously, but what kind of... Holy
shit. Nobody leaves our house!
Go! Him? Yeah! God! Go! Nowhere! Holy shit!
Yeah.
It's 20 miles!
Go! You come back here! You get back here!
Park Avenue. It's the offices of the lottery. Holy shit, the lottery tickets we found. Urson is using the lottery money to cover his losses. $32 billion. That's the state's money.
Well, what do we tell Mom? The guy lost the money, we have a scratchy cell phone message and an address. It's still half a case.
There's got to be some sort of paper trail. If we can find that, if we can track it, then we can go to Mach. So, I did some more research on Urshan's accounting firm, and I found some pretty interesting stuff. It turns out that Gretchel and Dawson has... Hold on, I'm up.
I gave my love to Erin. She promised to be true. I went to war to come back and find my British soldiers. Had their way with her. It was consensual.
Done?
Gretchel and Dawson accounting firm in Fairlawn, New Jersey has only one client, David Urshan. Pretty rinky-dink operation for a guy like that.
Looks like we're going to Jersey to visit an accounting firm. That's a shitty day.
And all their fathers were hanged. And the children all got pink eyes while their Harry Potter books were burned.
Do you have fun singing those songs? They're really depressing.
I do. They're full of rich history.
Damn it, I'm late. I'm
supposed to go meet my lady.
I thought you said you guys split up.
Let's just keep our thing about work, okay?
All right. Goodbye, buddy.
Get off me, man.
Francine, if you were with me, you wouldn't be here in this strip club shaking it for dollar bills.
This is a ballet studio, Carrie. Okay, these poles are horizontal.
He loves you very much, Francine.
Who is this guy?
What are you doing here, Alan?
The code. I'm your partner. I'm here to support a friend and a work colleague.
Francine, is this guy bothering you? Who's this, your new boyfriend? Great, you got a new boyfriend.
He is my dance partner, Carrie. Okay, I know that this is a big surprise, but there are other things in the world besides being a cop, okay? Now, if you will excuse me, I'm gonna dance.
You don't think I can do this shit, huh?
Wow, that was surprisingly good, Terry.
I love you, Francine.
You don't know what love is.
I love you very much, Francine!
I heard it when he said it. Thank you.
You know what you're doing to me? You're killing me inside. And don't eyeball me, man! You run around with this crack-dealing drug addict!
Terry!
He does not approve of your behavior!
Can you please go? And you too, creepy guy standing in the door?
Let's go, Alan.
I think we all experienced our own ballet today. Ballet of emotion, feelings.
You're kind of making things worse.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, I didn't know you could dance. We used to do those dance moves to make fun of guys when we were kids, show them how queer they were, okay?
You learned to dance like that sarcastically?
Yeah, I guess. Stay out of my personal life, okay? The kid flies private. Stay focused on the case, man. See you in Jersey tomorrow.
All right, Terry.
Hey, that was liberating for me. I don't know how it felt for you.
Here, check this out. Article from 6 months ago. Talking about how the lottery is looking to invest their $30 billion fund more aggressively.
Are we dealing drugs?
No, it's not drugs. This isn't Miami Vice. Hey, I got you a gift. I just saw something and I thought of you, and so I don't want it to be weird. I just wanted to be nice.
But of course it's weird. It's a grown man giving another man a present.
Open it up. It's okay. You're welcome. I like to do things like that. Take a look what it says.
FBI. Female body inspector.
You know, because we're both in law enforcement, we both like women. But hey, I got a weird sense of humor. I'm a sick puppy.
I can't look at it.
It makes me laugh real.
Me too.
Real nice, you know, it's all class. Okay.
Don't do that shit in the mall.
Yeah, believe me, I won't. Do you understand what's so funny about it, though? Because it's the FBI, right? It has the same logo, the same shield, and at first glance, you're like, oh, it's just in a mug that says FBI, but then at second glance, you're like, female body inspector? Get out of town. This is outrageous.
Shut up!
Climb over that anger wall of yours one of these days, and it's going to be glorious.
Shouldn't we tell Mock that we're going to check this place out?
For what? We're just going to check it out.
I know, but it's procedure.
Terry answers to no one. I do what I do. What accounting firm is closed at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday?
Oh, this is a shithole.
Love bombs.
I can't hear. There's blood blisters on my head.
Oh my God! How do they walk away in movies without flinching when it explodes behind them? There's no way. I call bullshit on that. When they flew the Millennium Falcon outside of the Death Star, it was followed by the explosion. That was bullshit. Don't you damn bad mouth Star Wars. That was all accurate.
I need an MRI. I need an MRI! I've got soft tissue damage. There's no way I don't have soft tissue damage.
I just want to go somewhere and breastfeed right now.
Fire department said it was a gas leak, but no way. That was time. They didn't want to kill us, but they wanted to scare us.
Yeah, well, they succeeded, okay? I'm tired of this, right? I'm tired of explosions and people pointing guns at me. I want to go back to my desk.
Guess what? Life gets loud sometimes and messes with your ears. You can't escape it by hiding at your desk for your whole life.
You know what? Yes, you can. I've done it for years, okay? There's no explosions at my desk. There's no explosions at my home with my plain wife in my plain house.
What are you afraid of, man? I'm your partner. You can tell me. What the hell are you hiding from?
I was a sophomore in college. The university I went to decided they needed to raise tuition. A classmate of mine, Brenda, in an effort to raise money and stay in school, came up with a nifty plan where she thought she'd date guys and charge them money.
I go on dates all the time with a whole bunch of, you know, boys and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kind of need somebody to help me out, like, you know, my partner in crime.
Yeah, I could make a schedule.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Provide transportation services.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Thanks so much for asking. She said she needed my help to make sure that the dates went okay and that the guys paid her. She said she'd give me a percentage.
Oh my God, you were a pimp.
What? God, no. No, I was just trying to help a friend. We started making a lot of money.
wouldn't you know it, some of Brenda's girlfriends decided they wanted to be a part of it. Pretty soon, there were about 14 ladies that I was protecting while they gave me money.
That's called the stable horse.
I decided I shouldn't use my real name. So we came up with the name Gator.
I'm telling you, you were a pimp.
No! Are you even listening to the story? Anyway, one day I wake up and I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see. I mean, I had gotten out of control and I didn't even realize it.
You can't have a conscience in the pimp game.
One night, two of my favorite girls, Candy and Jolene, said, we gotta take you in. They dropped me off at the emergency room. That's where I met Sheila. I was a mess. I made a promise to myself and to her that I would never get out of control again. So as soon as I graduated from college, I became an accountant for the police department. The most stable job I could think of. An accountant for Law and Order. I just don't want to ever feel out of control like that ever again.
Don't worry. I got your back. Well, I say we go get Nershon's grill and see if it cracks. Tired of all the tippy-toeing around.
Okay.
You can either walk the plank or take your panties off. The choice is yours.
Oh, you want to take my panties off?
I made a wise choice.
Mr. Urshan, Detective Gamble, and the officer who shot Derek Jeter are here.
Gentlemen, please.
Remember us, Hotshot?
Of course I do. Please, sit.
There she blows.
Two of those Russian waters, please. No lime wedges, just cucumber.
That's where we just came from. An explosion at your accounting office.
Oh, yes, that's an awful gas leak.
Gas leak? The only gas leak is the one coming out of your mouth right now.
I just thank God no one was hurt or injured in a bad way. I absolutely abhor death.
Hey, Andrew Lloyd Webber, the jig is up, okay? We know that wasn't your security team that grabbed you. And we know you're targeting a big fish to cover losses. You talk or I beat you so it don't show no bruises.
God, this water is good. Terry, have you tried the water?
Shut up, Alan.
I assure you, I have no idea what you're talking about. I understand there was a bit of a mix-up with the whole scaffolding business.
The cucumber accents the water in such a way that...
Perhaps by way of apology, I can offer you my personal courtside seats for the Knicks game with access to the Ambassador Club.
Sitting here, it feels like it's a bribe.
It is a bribe.
Son of a bitch, I saw courtside, no one's blind. Come on.
Tommy!
That was a trick. No more.
Gentlemen, you have a choice. Mamma Mia or Jersey Boys.
Damn it. Did it again.
No more tickets.
Mr. Urshan, I tried to keep them in the waiting room.
That's okay, Susan. Two glacier waters with Mediterranean lime.
No. No more water. We're not here for that.
Oh, I was very much looking forward to having the water.
How great is Jersey Boys?
It's not great. It's fantastic. You totally undersold it. The pageantry, the costumes. Wow, what a musical. Hey, get over here. What's wrong with you?
What?
It's not what we're here for.
Right.
Give it. We're going to do good cop, bad cop. Okay? It's the oldest game in the book for a reason. It works. I come strong, then you come in. Got it?
Yeah.
I come strong, then you come in.
Right. Well, got it.
Now, you listen to me, you piece of shit. It's just you and me, and I'm going to rip you apart. How did you cover your losses up? Huh? What drug cartel are you working with now?
Okay, well, I'll talk to you. You're reasonable.
No. Look at me.
Yeah.
You want to talk to me? Yeah, talk to me. What are you doing? I'm going to make you eat a plate of human shit. Get away from me.
Look, I'm really sorry about that. I just, I saw how aggressive you were being, and I thought, wow, I gotta go even bigger than that since we're doing bad cop, bad cop.
What? No, I said good cop, bad cop. I'm the bad cop, you're the good cop.
Okay, then there it is. That's it. I thought you said bad cop, bad cop.
Well, while you were going crazy, look what I snagged from his desk. I think it's his phone sheet.
Oh, nice. 7 calls to the lottery office.
That could be the evidence we need for Mark.
Yeah.
Get back! Columbia Drug Lord!
Where are you getting that from? Can you imagine where you'd be in your career if you hadn't shot Jeter? We call this in, right?
Looks like we got all the evidence we need.
I'm sorry, my butterfly.
I load him up. Send him back to Gov.
Shit.
What?
You mean what?
Where are we?
We're in the high desert.
They took my shoes again, man. What the hell is it with taking shoes? They took your wooden gun?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Gene. Captain. Captain, it's Alan Gamble.
Yeah. Where are you? What's going on?
Captain, it's a long story, but I'm just going to cut to the chase.
We are in Las Vegas.
All right, we were kidnapped, put on a freight train, and shipped out here.
Let me just stop you right there. Don't bullshit me.
Captain, I am being straight with you. Look, we think something's going on, okay? We think Urshan is targeting the lottery to cover his losses.
Wait. How many times did I explicitly say to you, lay off Urshan?
Terry, Captain wants to know how many times has he asked us to lay off Urshan?
Twice.
Terry says twice. I agree.
Hang it up. I'm done.
I gotta tell you, I started getting a hand for that, a taste for that pie gal.
Martin and Fosse, super cops. In 3, 2.
So we busted that junkie,
mm-hmm.
Got back 74,000 diamonds. 74,000.
Boom.
Not the Cassian case.
$74,000? Is that's all they took? There's millions of dollars of diamonds in that place.
How about this, Gamble? How about you shut your face? All right? Just shut it.
Hoyt, Gamble, Captain's looking for you.
I know it's not the subject, but is Kevin a copywriter?
Kevin?
Yeah.
Is it bad time?
No. Come on. Not me, right?
Yeah, and you.
Fellas, I'm sure you're familiar with the venerable D.A. Radford. He wanted to come down and pay us a visit.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
Hey.
You know, I was talking to Gene here.
He prefers Captain.
Yes, I was talking to Gene here, and you know, it's funny. I don't know what you two have been up to, but I've been getting calls from people I don't ever get calls from. In 40 years of enforcing the law, I've learned one thing. When that happens, stop. Gene, how's the family?
Good, Lewis. Thanks for asking. My son's bisexual.
Tremendous. So. Gentlemen, do we understand each other? Cut the crap.
We'll do.
Guy never comes down here.
20 years.
I think I've seen that guy in this building one time. He's a heavyweight cat, that guy.
You're sitting right here.
Yeah. I think you missed the point. Anyway, look. Blue and White found your firearms down by the Hudson River. Here you go, Terry.
You know what?
I'm going to hang on to the wind gun.
To give you back my real gun?
No. We're going to give you this. It's a rape whistle. You blow that if you're in any trouble and someone... actual gun will come and help you out.
We were abducted, Captain. This shit is real. Urshan's dirty. He's targeting the lottery.
Next, I want you guys to hand in all the evidence you think you have to the SEC. Financial District's under their jurisdiction.
Don't you get it? This case is talking to us. I'm a peacock, Captain. You've got to let me fly on this one.
You know what, Terry? Let's just settle this. Peacocks don't fly.
They fly a little. They get a real running
about
start.
As much as a penguin. One more thing. Do me a favor. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Is that accidental, or were you trying to quote TLC on purpose?
I don't even understand the reference.
You don't understand what you said?
I don't know what that is. Get out.
Go. Oh. How'd they get that story?
Tired of being treated like a jerk who's trying to do the right thing. It's like...
Hey, guys. There's a proxy vote for a big reinvestment of the pension coming up.
So if you just want to come by the old...
Damn it, Bob! Let me ask you something. What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
Well, I serve as treasurer to the union. I make a wicked pot of decaf.
Exactly! You're a worthless piece of shit!
Probably right, Terry. That's why I feel so sad all the time. I go for a walk.
Bob.
Something.
Come on, Bob! I didn't mean it, all right? I'm upset.
These braised short ribs taste like a dog's asshole.
Petey.
I'm sitting here thinking, who in the world would slow roast a dog's asshole and serve it to their husband? You would.
You are being awful. What's wrong?
Captain took us off the case.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I told Terry about my dark days in college, and it brought up some feelings.
Well, honey, Dick, that was a long time ago. You're not that same person you were.
Get it, there is a darkness inside of me. It wants to get out, wants to walk around. It wants some walking around money, and it wants to buy some shoes, and it wants to walk up with the people and say, hey, Gator don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit. Sweetie, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Remember
that night we met? The attending physician told me we got a drugged out pimp in the back. And I went back there and I pulled open that curtain and I saw you. You were weak, scared, ass up, inflamed, crying. At that moment, I knew, hey, he's no pimp. Pimps don't cry.
Pimps don't cry. Pimps don't cry, no they don't, little shed a tear. Pimps don't cry, they never shed a tear.
Come lay with me, be safe, and let's make love. Come on.
Every time you say be safe, it tears me apart. You gotta let me be who I'm gonna be.
Alan, I'm pregnant.
Whose baby is that? Who's the man who did that to you? Gator's bitches better be using Jimmy's. I'm sorry. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. You need to leave.
Troubles, which means I come here about every night. What are you doing here?
Sheila and I got into it tonight.
She threw me out. You're not a cop, so your wife throws you out of the house, partner.
Does it bother you that the casting robbers only took 74 grand a day?
They're junkies. Who cares?
I don't know if a junkie can go down a 20-story zipline.
How you fellas doing? We're about to have us a little screw party in this red Prius over here if you want to join us.
Hey, are you Dirty Mike and the boys?
How you know who we are?
You left a note in that car.
Police shithead.
He's a copper. We gotta go. Come on!
Hey!
Grease it, boys! You're cops!
You turned my beautiful Prius into a nightmare!
We are gonna have sex in your car! It will happen again!
I don't know where I'm gonna sleep tonight.
Fortunately, I know what you're gonna be drinking. Jack of all trades. Drinks on me. Come on.
No, I already have a beer.
No.
I'm talking about doing some serious drinking. Drinking with Terry Hoyt.
I'ma be. I'ma be on the next level. I'ma be rocking over that bass treble. I'ma be chilling with my mother's crew. I'ma
I'ma be making all them deals you wanna do. I'ma be up in them melee flips, doing one-handed flips, and I'ma be sipping, don't trip, cause I'ma be shaking my hips. You gon' be licking your lips. I'ma be taking them pics, looking all fly and shit. I'ma be the flyest chick. I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
Do it, do it.
Okay. I'ma be here to stay. The 21st century.
It sucks, man. We work our ass off on the case, and we gotta hand over all of our evidence.
Yeah, it's not right.
Oh my God, I'm hungover.
You guys are law enforcement?
Yeah, we're an independent government agency who, along with the FBI and the Federal Reserve, regulate the stock market and corporate fraud.
And the Federal Reserve is a prison?
No, basically it's a hell-for-profit bank that sets interest rates and loans money to other banks.
Is that a wastebasket?
Yeah, right there.
Thank you.
You all right?
Oh, holy hell!
I'm so sorry. I got so drunk last night, I think I thought a tube of toothpaste was astronaut food.
Come on in, fellas.
You gotta be kidding me. You're Urshan's lawyer.
We're turning over our investigation to you?
Let me assure you, there will be no conflict of interest between me and David Urshan. And if this were an actual investigation, I would immediately recuse myself.
This is all the evidence we have, and I truly hope you take this seriously.
Yes, very much so.
From everything I've heard, I understand you guys are the best at these types of investigations, outside of Enron and AIG and Bernie Madoff, WorldCom, Bear Stearns,
okay, okay.
Lehman Brothers.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Detective. Would you like a seat? Or
no,
you,
I'm good.
Fine? Okay.
Let me just assure you, fellas, David Urshan is an upstanding citizen. I am playing squash with him tonight at the club, and we're having dinner. You listen to me, you wins and not wearing monkey. You play squash with Urshan, right? Your kids go to school with his? How would you know if he's clean or not? I will take a look at your evidence, and I will take a second look at the financials. And when I come back and bust your ass, we're locking David Urshan in the Federal Reserve.
He still doesn't understand the concept.
Are you a big man? Huh? I'm talking to you.
What?
You wake up in the morning and say, I put on my big boy pants. Look, I'm wearing a belt. I got big boy pants on.
Stop.
We don't do that.
Jim, get out of here, man. Stop it.
Is this how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
What the hell are you doing, man?
So tired of you getting angry and yelling all the time. It's exhausting. I feel like I'm partners with the Hulk.
You want to know why I'm so angry all the time? Because the more I try and do right, the more I screw things up.
We've got a possible jumper at 3 World Financial Center, 23rd floor. All units, fire department en route.
SEC.
Beeman's office.
We have to go.
But the captain...
We have to go.
All units, I need a respondent. Possible jumper, 3 World Financial Center.
Beeman! Oh, he's got to know
Wesley.
Something.
Wesley!
Detective Hoyt's a gamble. We got this.
I took an online class at University of Phoenix on
negotiating. I'm going to need a priest and a bullhorn. You got no bullhorn.
Does anyone have a bullhorn? Bullhorn, anyone?
Chuck.
Oh. Hey, police, I need to use your PA system.
Okay, let me turn it on.
Mr. Beeman?
Mr.
John Beeman!
Wesley! I don't work, John. Wesley!
Look, there's a lot to live for in this life. A lot of great things, like soda pop. Big, fresh can of soda pop.
They do not care.
Give me this. I know how to talk to him.
Listen, we all know you're a scumbag, and nobody cares about you.
That's worse than what I was saying.
I'm not going to lie to you, Don. People down here are starting to murmur that you don't have the balls to do it.
I don't care.
Yeah. I say you can do it. I mean, I don't want you to just say you have the capability.
Oh, look, he's flying.
Half-empty bottle of gin,
chair knocked over. And look at this, clear sign of a struggle. Make sure you get this, all right?
Detectives, all your work's done here. You can go.
What about Urshan targeting the lottery?
You know why Urshan was calling down to the lottery offices all those times? It's because he was hooking up with a Powerball girl. The one on TV with all the numbered balls.
Yeah, she filed a restraining order on him last week. It was right there in front of you the whole time.
Can't be.
You guys are getting transferred.
What?
Traffic.
Yeah, that's right. You.
What?
You're going to walk a beat downtown.
You're going to walk a beat downtown.
It's done.
I can't do
no,
it.
No, no, it's
about?
Done. Save yourself some gas.
Captain, is there an appeal process? We can...
Had to do what you had to do, Captain.
Ouch.
Wow. That hurt.
Excuse me, where's my car?
Oh, they towed it. A couple of homeless people were messing around in it.
That's an official police car.
Could fool me.
Mark was upset, huh?
Really? The only thing I had to be proud of in my life was being a detective. That was all I had. Now it's gone.
I know. Well, still got me.
Don't you get it? I don't want you, Alan, okay? I never did. I told you that scaffolding violation was dog shit.
I can't believe you still doubt me after everything we've seen. It's a real case, and I'm a real cop. We just got the wrong target for Urshan.
You carry a rape whistle.
This is real cop work.
There is nothing about you that makes a man, okay? You got no gun, no car, no wife, and now you got no partner. Leave me alone.
A mud case.
Terry, I am a cop for your information, okay?
A broken partnership.
I'm a cop!
And getting busted down to a shitty assignment. Alan and Terry hit the trifecta. But sometimes when you get your ass kicked, that's when you find out what's real
that it's strange.
And what needs doing.
You got to pick up every stitch.
Whether it's directing traffic or cracking a multi-billion dollar fraud.
Do you work here?
Yeah, I do.
The wrecking ball that crashed into Caspian down there, it also did damage to your office?
Some police officers came by and sealed it off.
Do you recall what they looked like?
One of them had an Australian accent.
You don't happen to do any business for the state lottery, do you?
No. Our main client is Wendell Global. Can I ask what this is about?
Gator needs a scat, you punk-ass bitch!
Because that's what a real cop is.
No, I didn't say lock her up. I never said lock her up.
A guy who does what needs to be done. A guy who knows how to use his dark side for good. And then you move to Florida.
About what?
Some scary shit, Terry. This is big.
How'd you get in here? It's
we can't be too careful.
What are you talking about?
This place might be bugged.
There's no bugs in here.
First off, I missed you.
What's going on?
Did you hear what I said?
Fine. I kind of missed you, too.
Thank you. Okay. I found out whose losses Urshan has to cover. It's Lendl Global.
What?
Lendl staged the Cassian robbery as a distraction so they could break into their own accounting firm next door. They then altered all the records to cover the losses that Urshan had cost them through all of his bad investments.
You're not supposed to be doing this.
Well,
you're supposed to be walking a beat.
I know.
This is bad, Alan. This is bad. No wonder the captain wanted us to stay out of this.
Yeah, I bet Beeman started asking questions. That's why they killed him.
Oh,
here's the other thing. Tomorrow, there's a massive business deal going down. Urshan's leading it. I still can't figure out who the poor sucker is they're making the deal with, but we gotta stop it. Time to let the peacock fly.
I'm not going, Alan. I like what I do.
Well, so do I. We're cops.
No. I like what I do now. I like working traffic. It's a great gig.
What?
I like working traffic. I'm not going with you.
This is traffic. Bullshit.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about my life. The corner I run on 54th and 3rd Avenue, it hums. It's Terry's intersection. And the traffic guys, they're good guys. There's one guy, Philip, he can pee in the urinal from 20 feet. You gotta see it, Alan, you've got to.
What happened to you? I mean, what happened to this being our time?
No way, Alan, I'm out. I'm done.
Get in the car.
Come on, Alan, we both know it's wooden.
Apartment pop. Now get in the car.
You're not gonna shoot me.
Okay, I'll be honest. This is only the second time I've ever fired this.
So stop pointing it at me.
Look, tomorrow morning, all I know is I'm going to Mach, all right?
What? He doesn't care.
He's been dodging this case for too long, and I want answers. I want him to look me in the eye and tell me why.
Turn on the news, man. Nobody cares.
I hope I'm not alone. Hope you bring it.
We got a big day out there. Big one.
We got a full moon. People are going to be amped. All right, let's see what we got on hot tips, all right?
Whoa.
The new Bassmaster.
One more thing. We got a serial rapist in Crown Heights. I'm sorry. That's from my other job. Ignore that. Forget that.
Well, don't ignore it. If you live in Crown Heights, you know.
Walk in pairs.
Gene Mock to Kitchen Accessories. Gene Mock to Kitchen Accessories.
I gotta go. Go get him. Let's be careful out there.
Oak. I like to keep the oak together and the maple separately, okay, in these chopping boards.
Hey, Captain.
Hey, Alan. Hey, how you doing?
What are you doing here?
Are you here for the bath mats?
I need you to be straight with me.
Oh,
straight with us.
Hey, Terry, look at this.
I thought you were working traffic today. Let them block the box. Besides, partner's code, right? Thanks. Hey, why have you worked your ass off trying to kill this case?
All right, fine. I'm going to tell you guys something. You really went into deep water on this one. You really went in deep. Urshan's connected to all the higher-ups, and I got to save what little ass I have left, okay?
You know, you keep hiding from shit in the world, and eventually the world comes to your front door.
Nice. That's very nice.
I heard an episode of Touched by an Angel.
You keep this thing real quiet, and you make sure you have real evidence. And maybe I'll see what I can do. But if you make a lot of noise and you attract the media attention and you bring the DA in on this, I am out. Okay?
Yeah, we're going there like church mice. Yeah. But there's one case. One case in a career where you go all in. This is it.
All right. Then you do us proud. Because I don't want no scrubs.
Really?
No.
You're not aware that's a TLC song.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You said chasing waterfalls. Now you're saying you don't want no scrubs.
I don't even understand the reference.
It's like a tick.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Remember, this thing gets messy. We never talked.
You can trust us?
Real quiet. We got a creep.
Creep.
Come on. You don't say creep, creep unless you're quoting TLC.
Hey, guys. You know Danson and Highsmith were not good cops, right?
Yeah, I guess we kind of knew that, but it's a drag. I mean, at a certain point, who's left to be a hero?
Not to be corny. Maybe it's you guys.
You ready?
Yeah.
No, but the highlights are great.
Thank you.
Sexy but serious.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Who the hell are all these people? I was only expecting one man.
They're just, you know, just some people I owe money to.
Wanted to be here. Who are they?
Well, they are some Chechen patriots, entrepreneurs, and the black chaps are some businessmen from Nigeria.
You owe money to the Nigerians and Chechens?
Yes, I do.
You're a piece of work.
Yeah.
Thank you. Probably best to get started.
Good, baby. We're in the game. We know the score. The only thing that bugs me is we still don't know who Urshan's targeting. Is it the Lotto? Who is it?
Who cares? Some rich prick.
I have to tell you, I am tremendously excited by this deal, and I can assure you that every dime of your money will be invested with the utmost diligence.
Your rates of return are really exciting. We think our members are going to be just thrilled.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've averaged like 18% over the last 10 years.
Why does a church mouse in and out? I can feel that tingling in my balls you were talking about.
Beautiful.
All right, listen up. I'm Detective Gamble. This is Detective Hoyts. We need your cooperation. David Urshan.
You're under arrest for fraud, embezzlement, and in connection to the murder of Don Beeman.
Bad idea.
Hey, guys.
Bob, what are you doing here?
I'm investing. Do you remember we talked about that proxy vote a while back? This is what it was for.
Holy shit.
It's a more aggressive investment strategy for the pension.
Alan! We're the suckers. They're targeting the police pension fund.
Gentlemen, you're here illegally and without a warrant. We are within our rights to take action.
And his wooden gun.
They're gonna kill me. Remember, then they will kill you.
Well, I'm gonna kill you first.
And then they will kill me.
We have two rogue police officers. They are armed and dangerous and holding David Urshan hostage.
It's us. We're good guys.
Exactly. They're the good guys.
Where do we go? Where do we go?
I have a small apartment. No one knows about it. I use it mainly for my parents and prostitutes. Not at the same time. That would be wrong.
From the top, every detail.
I think the best way to tell the story is by starting at the end, briefly, then going back to the beginning, and periodically returning to the end, maybe giving different characters' perspectives throughout, just to, you know, give it a bit of dynamism. Otherwise, it's just sort of a linear story.
Just tell us what happened.
All right, well, I lost a bunch of money for some people, and now they want it back.
What about Don Beeman?
Beeman knew that I'd falsified my financials, so they sent round Wesley to try and keep him quiet. He forced him at gunpoint to drink a bunch of gin and then forced him onto the ledge. It was only a matter of time before he fell.
At least we stopped you from getting the pension fund.
But you didn't. It's already in my account. By 9 o'clock in the morning, it goes into the Landrill Equity Fund, and from there it's transferred to a dozen offshore accounts. By 9:01, it's gone.
Well, what if we stop the transfer?
Well, you can't. I mean, there's
what if we stop the transfer?
You should have to be at Endemic Bank for 9 o'clock exactly. Find the clerk, get the routing number.
We gotta stop him. There's no way. I mean, every cop, the crazy Australian and his crew, they'll all be after us.
You could let me go, and I'll give you $10 million each. It's not a bribe.
Of course it's a bribe. You're offering to pay us money to not do our job.
Not a bribe.
We hang low here tonight. Nobody knows about this place. We'll be safe. And tomorrow we hit it. First things first, I gotta go see Sheila.
No way. It's too dangerous.
Look, Terry, we don't know what's going to happen to us tomorrow. But tonight, I need to make things right with Sheila.
All right, go. Go. Be careful.
Thanks, I will.
Can you say hi to Sheila for me?
Okay.
Okay. Tell her. Say Terry was asking about you. He wants to make sure you know that he'll be there for you if anything happens.
Yeah.
Drop of a hat, I'm there.
Look, it's starting to get a little weird, man.
If something happens to you, I need to be there to take care of her. All of her wants, her needs, and desires are now my responsibility.
Why do you say it like it's a predetermined thing?
Just go, man.
Okay. Thanks.
Go.
Sanko Gallery.
Francine.
It's Terry. Please don't hang up. Please pick up.
Hello?
Oh, hey, sweetie. I was praying you'd be at your mom's house. You know what? I can't talk anymore. I think the phone's being tapped.
Oh, baby, where are you? I want to see you.
I'm near the place where we did it 3 Halloweens ago. Do you remember?
Okay, yeah, I got it.
I'm just warning you, though. Watch out. I think they're watching the house.
Don't worry, sweetie. I think I have a way of talking to you. I have to admit, I wasn't going to come. I mean, after all those years, after the restraining order.
I was worried I might not see you again. There's some very dangerous people after him, and now they're after us.
Nah, it's just the old lady.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Mama Ramos. What are you doing out here?
Sheila says she doesn't know what happened and she wants you back.
Oh.
She also says...
Yes.
She wants you on top of her, holding her hair and riding her like a bucking bronco while
uh-huh.
she sucks your thumb and says, Mommy likey.
You tell your daughter.
He said he'll always love you.
Oh.
And he's so happy that you're having his child.
Alan.
He also says that he wants you to stare into each other's eyes without blinking while you do it.
I love when we do that.
And mom. Then afterward, lick the sweat off each other. I don't want to do this. You say things that are too personal.
Okay, but just one more thing.
She says she loves you and wants to hold your hand and have iced tea with you.
Come on. That's not all she said.
No. She says other things. But I don't want...
Please. You don't realize I may be killed tomorrow.
Okay. She says she wants to unplug all the clocks and the phones and have a 3-day sex marathon.
That's more like it, yeah.
She wants to walk wrong for a week because you guys did it so hard.
That's just lovely.
No more. He says things I can't say. It involves a mannequin hand and an electric shaver. Take to a golf club.
Now what'd she say?
She says she loves you.
I'm so sorry about everything. I just had to come here tonight to tell you that I love you. And the reason why I act like you're a plain wife is that I'm afraid that if I admit to how stunning and intelligent and wonderful you are, I'd just lose you.
Shut up, Alan. I love you.
We have a place that's safe. Right? About to do you grandpa style.
I brought some music.
Not what I would have chosen. Screw it.
All right. Let's go. Monday morning. Time to go to work.
Do it.
You want my gate code?
Shut up, man!
Monday, Monday. So good to be.
That's Wesley!
Where'd you learn to drive like that?
Grand Theft Auto!
Oh shit, Alan, they're coming. Oh my god.
Shit. Something, Alan?
Hold on.
Someone's been playing Grand Theft Auto.
Whoa! I did that!
Oh my god!
That's what I'm talking about! We jackknifed them!
See that it went backwards and then turned upside down.
Gatorcon's fans upside down like I hit a crazy washing machine!
Why are you calling yourself Gator?
It's a nickname I had in college. I used to run a dating service.
He was a pimp.
Yeah, I was. I was a pimp.
Right now the streets are a bloodbath. And statistically speaking, there's about 30 kids in here. Tinny, you're going to be dead before your next birthday.
Got a couple of tips. Help you guys stay out of jail. One, try your hardest to not be black or Hispanic.
It's a good tip.
Yeah. Two.
Gentlemen, we got a hop when Hoyt and Gamble have Urshan hostage. High-speed car chase in progress.
Yes.
Gun! Pass up the gun. Pass it up. Let's go, people. Guns. Here we go. Anything? Any tasers? No? Good. Who wants to go on a ride along? Huh? All right, you, sweetie. Come on. Let's go. Move! Let's go! Come on! Oh, cool! A helicopter!
Must be covering the high-speed chase.
Chechen investors. We were going to do a Chechen version of Dora the Explorer. It went terribly wrong.
Ah! I feel like it's not fair that they have a helicopter.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Roger, you're soft.
VO5 hot oil.
They're going to wreck this car coming from both directions.
I'm gonna wreck. You're right.
I'm gonna
wreck.
Helicopter is definitely cheating.
Go!
Do not authorize that transfer.
This is David Urshan. The transfer is for him. He will tell you not to authorize it, okay? Tell him.
Tell him!
Yep. Do as they say. Stop the transfer.
Approve it. Now.
Do not touch anything!
I swear to God, I'll blow your head all over this desk.
Not a person in this room believes you'll shoot this clerk.
Oh, yeah?
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for the prompt delivery of Mr. Urshan. I have two competing bids from jilted investors. There is $30 million and holding.
Wait! Can't
you take him away.
But computers!
What if one day they were in charge?
Now, if you don't shut up, I will cut your ear off with a butter knife.
That's blunt. Blunt's worse than if it's sharp.
Now! You just stood there! I didn't know that now meant that. How am I supposed to know that?
I knew what that meant.
You kill us and you kill our son. You're out $30 million. Who's got the golden goose now, huh?
Yeah.
He's still valuable with a bullet wound, mate.
He immediately called your bluff.
Get up and kill the police.
I just want to make sure I get it right. Did you want this transfer approved or not approved?
You, mate. I'm going to kill just for fun.
Please, don't move! Drop your weapon! Drop it! Or be dropped, homeboy!
I hope you like prison food and penis.
Police, down on the ground! You see your head!
Hey, you okay?
Hey, Gene, I can't... I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. You can call me Gene when we're on the off.
Okay. Thanks for coming by.
Attaboy. Uh-oh. Hey, come on. Stay with me. Stay with me. We're losing him! We're losing... He's dying!
No, I'm just resting. I'm just resting.
Oh,
I'm just resting.
Did I hurt you?
Are you all right?
Hey, let me tell you something. As far as paperwork goes, we'll take care of it. You know why? Ain't too proud to beg.
Come on.
What?
It's not funny anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to be
funny.
I don't. Still, nothing. I swear to you. I'm going to go over and check on Terry. Okay. Oh, I got a bad knee. Hold on. There you go. It was the King of the Mutt case. But Alan and Terry had worked it like stars. Within 24 hours of learning about Urshan's scheme and Lendl's massive losses, the government issued TARP funds to bail out Lendl.
Lendl is in everything, and we're going to go everywhere.
They were too big to fail. Urshan now resides in Palomino Federal Correctional Facility in Florida. He still invests. Currency's just different. Roger Wesley was linked to the Beeman murder by security cam footage which Martin and Fossey hadn't checked. It only showed the back of their heads, but Alan's face back app was able to get a match to their faces. Terry married Francine. He played harp at the reception and it was beautiful. He had learned how to play it in the eighth grade to make fun of the fairy that lived up the street. Terry asked Sheila to be his best man, but she declined. Let's be honest, we all want to be superstars and hot shots. But guess what? The people that do the real work, the ones that make the difference, you don't see them on TV or on the front page. I'm talking about the day in, day outers, the grinders. Come on, man, you know what I'm talking about. The other guy. Goldman Sachs. This case is going to be nasty.
Hi,
Hugh
Glass.
What was that?
What?
What? Dude, what is it with you and Hot Lady?
What's your secret? Honestly, I have no idea what you're talking about. Tell me who you lost your virginity to.
She actually became a TV actress. Heather Locklear.
What? Heather Locklear? What?
You've heard of her?
Come on!
She was much chubbier back then.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Let it find you. Every time. You slam the door.
Maggie's far no more. Well, I try my best. Jesus, like I am. But everybody wants you to be just like them.
Watch broke. My friend's been talking, saying you don't love me. Say you all about hustling and making that sweet money. You fill your chalice with wine. You got a feather in your cap. You say I look so fine. And give my backside a pat. Your nickname for me is Trick or Girl Number 5. It makes me think you don't know what it's like for a woman to feel alive. So when I ask what you are, you take a draw from your blunt cigar. And the tears well up in your eyes. I know that my friends tell. Shed a tear.
Now, my lovely queen,
yeah?
I'm so sorry that I raised my voice.
No worries.
Love can turn a man so mean when his lady doesn't give him any choice. And, I like to dress nice.
Oh, you do?
Platform shoes, rings, and a pharaoh's beard.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, I flash my eyes. Damn it, woman, I am a man to be feared.
Oh, you scare me.
But when the sun goes down and all that money is piled up on the dresser, you see a man works hard for his woman in town. And I don't want to come home just to second guess her. So you better not second guess me.
Never.
Cause one thing that me and you can both agree, that when you see these tears in my eyes, you know that all the rumors are lies. Pimps don't cry. Pimps don't cry. Pimps don't cry. No, they don't. They never shed a tear.
You better love me.
You only got to work part-time.
I will work for Papa.
No, it's you. You don't have a sense of humor.
I do have a sense of humor. I have a wonderful sense of humor.
All right, I'm going to tell you the best joke in the world. Let's see if you laugh.
Please. I love jokes.
All right. There's these two guys, my partners, best friends, going moose hunting.
Right.
Looking around everywhere they look. No moose. The guy's like, you know what? We got to split up. You go this way. You go that way.
Right.
The next thing you know, they lose sight of each other. All of a sudden, the guy hears some rumbling in the bushes.
Sure.
He starts heading over that way. Out comes his friend in his orange suit. He's like, don't shoot, I'm not a moose. And the guy readies his weapon, points right at his face, and boom, shoots the guy.
Oh.
So the guy runs over, and he goes, what are you doing? I told you I wasn't a moose. And the guy goes, I thought you said you were a moose.
But he's not a moose.
Get the check, Jack. Chen Chen, let's get out of here.
Fred Offroy.
Stop it. Stop it.